Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started. Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
All right, South Florida, we thank God for each of you tuning in to the broadcast. You're tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V. I'm standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. Pray for Superintendent Dr. Grimes. He's kind of going through a couple of different things here, and we really do encourage you all to really pray for him and for the ministry and for all of leaders everywhere, really. Also, want to say real quick, we want to pray for Libya because, you know, there is that whole situation going on in Libya, and we definitely want to make sure that we pray for that in Libya for the slave trade that's going on in Libya. Not really talked about that much, but we do thank God for you all, and I'm really trying to multitask here real quick. So we do thank God for you all who are tuning in. This is the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast, and normally you'd be hearing from Superintendent Grimes, Dr. Grimes, and we have a revival that's coming up. And we are asking everybody to come together and come be with us. It's going to be a phenomenal revival. We've got a Dr. Christopher Young out of North Carolina. He's going to be with us. And I'm expecting God to do something really fantastic, great, mighty with that. We ask that you pray for our executive pastor. She lost her mother. And we want to kind of announce this, although I know that you won't be able to go, but you may be able, or you may want to send your love gifts or your information to her. So we want to give you an opportunity to do that. So you can send your love gifts and your support and your flowers and all that kind of stuff. So the homegoing celebration of Minister Gertrude Elaine Beverly, February 13th, 1945 to November 22nd, 2017. That is the what you've done between the dash kind of thing. The viewing will be happening on Saturday, December 2nd, 2017 at 11 a.m. at Victory Temple. The celebration of life Saturday, December 2nd, 12:05 p.m. at Victory Temple Church of God in Christ, 5353 Millersville Road in Indianapolis, 46226. Services are entrusted to Lavinia and Summers Funeral Home, 5811 East 38th Street in Indianapolis, Indiana. The number there is 317-547-5814. You may forward your resolutions, condolences, or expressions of love to Lady Aurelia Grimes and family via email at aurelia49@gmail.com, Aurelia, A-U-R-I-L-I-A, 49@gmail.com, or you can mail it to 2551 Northwest 103rd Avenue, Unit 109, Sunrise, Florida, 33322. And that's the way that you'll be able to send your expressions of love. For your convenience, you may send your flowers via Steve's Flowers in Indianapolis, 317-787-3431. That's Steve's Flowers in Indianapolis, 317-787-3431. So any flowers you'd like to send to Indianapolis, you can do so that way. Anyway, we do thank God for each and every one of you, again, tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I was hoping to be able to get a call in from the evangelist, from the revivalist, to be able to join in the conversation, and we hope that he will maybe take a moment to call in and share with us, but I know that he may be indeed busy making preparations to come be with us. And we do thank God again for you all again tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V. And just trying to kind of cover all my bases here real quick with you all. And we are excited, really, about what God is doing and how he continues to bless and to keep us. So we hope that you will continue to tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. for the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast, where the host is Superintendent Roger A. Grimes. He is the senior pastor of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The executive pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes. Our Mother's Board president is none other than Mother Lois Jones. Our chairman deacon is Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. And we do thank God for each and every one of you. Being in house with us. It's kind of exciting, and like I said, I was hoping that I could get the evangelist to kind of call in, but we do thank God again for those of you who are listening in and who are tuned in to the broadcast and who are up to the task, so to speak, and fight for the flight and all that good stuff. So we're excited about what's going on, and we hope that you would continue to tune into the broadcast and be a part of what God is doing right here and right now. It's been an interesting day, really, to say the least, and everything has been kind of interesting. But we're praying and we're asking you all, again, December 6th through the 8th, to join us for revival. And I'd like to say hi to all of those of you on Facebook, on Twitter, on Blog Talk, various people from all over the world. If you'd like to call in and you want to share with us, you want to talk to us, you want to be with us, that'd be fantastic. We'd love to hear from you. 954-554-6755 is the number, 954-554-6755. By the way, happy birthday, Lorraine Gassett. Thank God for you tuning in, and we do want to wish you a big old happy birthday. Mwah. Appreciate you. Hey, Reginald, thanks for tuning in. And we're grateful for all of you who would tune in for the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast. Again, the number to call to join in the conversation, maybe you want to talk, maybe you just want to listen. If you want to talk, you can hit star 6, but you can call 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. We would really love for you to join in the conversation, listen, talk in. If you'd like to pray, whatever, or you want to pray, want prayer, need prayer, we'd love to be able to do that with you. We do thank God again for all of you tuning into the broadcast, encouraging you all to join us December 6th through the 8th at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. It is our Pentecostal District Revival, and we're going to have as our revivalist none other than Dr. Christopher Young, and I'm expecting that's going to be a phenomenal and a tremendous event. Again, I was hoping that he would be able to call in, but apparently he's caught up and a little bit busy, so he's not able to make the phone call. But we do thank God for those of you who are listening in and who are paying attention. December 6th through the 8th, we would love for you to join us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And that's the corner of 12th Avenue and 8th Street. On this Saturday, we will be distributing groceries, so meet us there from 7 to 8 a.m. That's 7 to 8 a.m. on this Saturday morning. That is the 1st of December. We'll be out again and doing what we have to do. A big shout-out to my brother and probably the sexiest DJ I know of. Dude wins all the prizes. MJ, what's up, bruh? I love you. Mwah. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we thank God for each and every one of you, again, tuning in, being a part of what God is doing. It's the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast, and normally Superintendent Grimes is here, and he's talking about various life lessons and things that we need to learn and know and do. I do want us to be at this revival, but I also want to let you know that we have, in this time of life, where we're dealing with some things, and the truth of the matter is God wants all of us to exemplify him. We are his billboard. We're his marketing plan. We're what he has for advertisement, right? And like many people, you don't want to purchase a weight reduction plan where the people who are demonstrating weight reduction are huge, because you're saying, well, that product doesn't work. And so God really is interested in, hey, Dr. Howard Akins Jr., God bless you, sir, for joining in to and listening up. We appreciate you coming into our live Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. And our host normally is Dr. Roger A. Grimes. He's not here today, but we do thank God, and we ask you to continue to pray for him, his family, and the church. There's lots of stuff going on. God wants us to live in a way that actually resembles, God bless you, sir, the life of a believer, so that people can see the demonstration of his power operating in our life. So when we don't reflect accurately who God is. No sound? You don't hear me? When we don't reflect accurately who God is, when we are ineffective in our proper demonstration of who God is about and what God stands for, then we have created a disservice to the glory of God. Because the truth is, God wants us to demonstrate his power. He wants to make sure that what we show is who he is. So what are we showing? What is it that people are able to see about us or about God? How do people see it? Hey, Andre, so anybody here, the audio, it just cut out? Okay, let me see if I can put something in so you guys can hear it. I hope you can hear it this way. I hope so anyway. Let me see if this will help. Does this sound better? Are we getting some sound now? Let me know. So we have to live a life that reflects what God is saying. Now, I get what everybody tells me. They're all saying, well, you know, I'm a person. I'm human, and so I make mistakes. And so, you know, you can't expect me to be perfect. You have been bought with a price. You're born again. Hey, David. And anybody tell me if there's sound. Tell me on Facebook if there's sound. If you're hearing me, let me know. And we want to make sure that the glory of God is revealed in us, right? We want to make sure that we're demonstrators of who God is. Are we doing better? Is it coming through? I hope we're coming through now. But we thank God again for you all. By the way, for those of you who are just joining in, you are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes. And anybody else hearing it? Okay, good. We're good. And we just want to make sure that we live a life that reflects what God is saying. You never want to live the life that is against what God is saying. Now, people want to tell me all the time you're making people feel bad or you're making people go into hiding. No, I want you to be honest and upfront. If you have problems with lying, if you have problems with backbiting, if you're mongering, if you are homosexual, I want you to be honest about that. But I want you to understand that just because you're honest about it doesn't mean that we can't deal with it, because all of those things are things that need to be dealt with. In other words, if you're a liar, you need to stop lying. If you're a backbiter, you need to stop backbiting. If you're a cheater, if you're a stealer, if you're a homemonger, if you are causing problems in this world, there's the power of humility and obedience. Oh, first of all, the power of humility is owning up to it, saying, you know, I recognize that I have a tendency to not be productive. I'm slothful. I don't do business well. I kind of lay back and I procrastinate, and be honest about it. And then when people try to help you so that you can get up and be on your job, then get up and be on your job. Don't get mad because they pointed out that you're slothful, or don't be mad because they're trying to help you. Be humble and obedient. Be humble enough to say, I have a problem, and be obedient enough to take the steps that'll fix it. Takes nothing off of you. Hey, Janie. When we get to the place where we think we're so great, so grand, so wonderful, and sometimes we do get to that place. We think, oh, I'm so wonderful. I'm so grand. I'm the boss. I'm the one in charge. I'm the main thing, and the buck stops here. We don't want to be humble enough. You're right about it, MJ. Humility works. There's power in it. Hey, Stephanie. Lady Harper. When we think about how we operate in this life, sometimes we forget that we are the only Jesus people see. And we think, well, you know, people can't get mad at me because I got attitude or I was upset or I was mad. Hey, Mother Jones, people should understand that I'm a person. I'm a human. I'm just like you. And I have faults and I have, you know, understand that. But apologize for it. Don't make excuses for it. Because I'm mean-spirited doesn't mean I have to stay mean-spirited. Sometimes I need to accept the fact that, hey, I should do better. I should be kinder. I should be more gentle. I should be more humble. I should talk. We have to look at ourselves. Too often we point the fingers at other folks and say, the reason why this, that, and the other thing happened is because they're at fault. If they didn't do this, I wouldn't do that. If they didn't do this, I wouldn't be this way. Well, what did you do? What part do you have to play in this equation? Because it doesn't happen in a vacuum. Relationships don't happen in a vacuum. It doesn't happen by myself. I'm not alone in this. Forgiveness is not something that I can do by myself. If I'm going to be forgiving, I've got to forgive someone. If iron sharpeneth iron, we've got to actually be in contact with one another. It's not something that happens just because. Iron does not get sharpened just by sitting in a drawer. Your knife doesn't get sharp just by hanging around. You're going to have to put something on it. And it doesn't get dull just by itself. A knife gets dull because you use it too much without ever sharpening it, without ever giving it the ability to get better. And too often we look at one another, and rather than helping to make each other better, we find fault. We look for the fault. We look for the error. You told me you have a problem. I'm not the one looking for your problem. You told me where your problem lies. You told me that you got an addiction to drugs. You told me that you are stuck smoking. You told me that you find yourself doing weed. Now, I remind you when I catch you, that this is something you don't want to be involved in anymore. You're going to be mad talking about don't judge me. Look, baby, I'm not trying to judge you. I'm trying to help you. I'm talking about only God can judge you. Yes, God is the one who judges you, but you don't want him to be the final judge because when that judgment comes, the end of that is the sentence. You want help. You're asking for help. Now, I know somebody said, why is she talking like that? Why is she saying that? I'm saying because it's the time when we need to, it's the most wonderful time of the year, the time when we really need to be able to give God his due. We need to be able to surrender who we are to him. We need to recognize that God does look for us to be perfected. Now, I know you might not be perfect now, but he does expect you to be perfected. I'm not talking about whether or not I got it all together or not. That's not the point. The point is, am I willing to be perfected? Am I willing to surrender? Am I willing to die daily? Yes, today I was caught in that situation, but I won't be caught in that situation again. True, I was doing the wrong thing on yesterday, but from here on in, you best not catch me doing that situation anymore. Fact. I didn't have it all together the other day, but I'm working on it today and tomorrow and the next day. I intend to be better set. But I've got to be humble enough to say I'm willing to do that. I'm not just taking for granted that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. I'm not just taking for granted that because he died for me, I can do whatever I want. I'm not taking for granted that he understands. Because he understands more than you think. This was the problem with that poor little person who was with the one talent. He said, I know who you are. I know what kind of man you are. And I know how you felt about things. And I didn't take lightly the fact that you gave me the one talent. As a matter of fact, I buried it in the earth because I didn't want to lose it because I didn't want you to be mad at me. God says, take the risk. And then when you find out that this isn't fruitful, turn from the unfruitful works. What part of your life are you allowing the enemy to have dominion over when God says, I want all of you? What part of your life have you allowed self to have dominion over. When God says, why won't you allow my will to be your will? What part of your life are you willing to surrender? And not just on Sunday. Our life should be surrendered to him 368-27. I know somebody said, that's not even ours. That's what I'm saying. There's not a moment, not a minute, not a second that doesn't belong to him. All of it's his. So why don't we live a life that's obedient, that's humbly submitted, that's set to walk in his path, in his way? I thank you all again for tuning in. By the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're getting ready to go off, but we thank God for you all tuning in. It's the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. Superintendent Roger A. Grimes is the host. He was not able to be with us on today, but continue to pray for him and his family. They are going through a period right now. The Lady Aurelia Grimes, our executive pastor, is having a situation and where her mother has passed, and they're going to be dealing with bereavement and the bereavement of the family. But we also want to let you know that coming up is a revival on the 6th of the 8th, and you are invited to come be with us. We would love for you to be there. I thank God for Dr. Akins. Until a person can see themselves, it's hard to help them move forward. You've got to be humble enough to express and to know and to accept that I need help. I need correction. I need to be dealt with. I need to live a holy life. You got to be able to say that about your own self. Oftentimes we want to say they need it. You need it. That one has to get it. But we're not willing to say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Hey, Corey, God bless you, brother. You's a singing, music-making man of God. We thank God for you joining in. So we want to make sure, and we thank God for LeBron. God bless you, sir. Appreciate you joining in and being in on the broadcast. We thank you for tuning in. It's never too late to change until it's too late to change. Somebody said, huh? It's never too late to change. Hey, Curtis, until it's too late to change. Because there's an everlasting too late, and it comes up. It does come up. While you still have breath, while you're still able, while you're able to be listening to this broadcast, while you're able to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, this is the time for you to make the change. Because there's a time that's coming when it'll be too late. And you won't be able to make that change. You won't be able to do anything about it. You'll be lost forever. And forever is everlasting. There's no break from that. There's no time out from that. There's no 5 minutes from that. Everything is going to be like that forever. And I'd rather turn now, make that U-turn, change my life now, take responsibility for myself now. Look at myself. Really look at myself. Not compare myself to anybody else. Not say, well, like that one that was looking at the publican. At least I'm not like the publican. The Pharisee, oh, I'm better than him. Thank God for that. No. Look at myself. Really look at myself. Acknowledge myself. And say, God, these are things that I'm seeing. You know, oftentimes there was a time back in the day, Father, if you find anything that's not like you, take it out. Cleanse me, Lord. And it sounded great because it made sense, right? There might be something that I don't know anything about. But there are things we know about that we're hiding or trying to hide. And we can't hide it from God. We might be able to hide it from other people, but we can't hide it from God. We can't hide that we don't have. We can't hide that our relationships are going sour. We can't hide that we're rebellious. We can't hide. We might hide it from some of the folks, but not from God. God knows exactly who you are, whose you are, what you do, in your secret closet, in your secret place, in that time when nobody else knows anything about you, when you think that you got it all together and you want to say whatever you want to say. God knows who you are. Hey, Pastor Wise, God bless you. And we thank God for Aisha. Oh, praise God from out of Panama. Thank God for that. We have a responsibility to those who see us, because we carry the name of Christ to reflect Christianity. We carry the responsibility of living a life that establishes who God is. We say we're Christ. Nobody wants to see you drop it like it's hot. Nobody wants to see you, well, maybe somebody does, but when you have to talk about who Christ is to those, what are you telling them? What are you sharing with them? How are they able to see your life demonstrating the truth to God? Do you keep it real? Are you 100? Or are you halfway sometime and every so often giving them what needs to be told, and then when it's convenient for you, doing whatever you want to do? Have you apologized for when you do things that aren't the way God has said it for it to be? Have you apologized for when you're being mean and rude and heartless? Have you said, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have talked like that. I shouldn't have backbite like that. I shouldn't have gossiped like that. I shouldn't have talked like that. Have we said that? I know somebody said, wait a minute. I'm talking about that. And it's just for God. It is just as critical as being a homosexual. It's just as rash and hard and difficult as being transgender. It's just as bad. If you lie, if you backbite, if you blaspheme, if you make the truth of God a lie, because you said, I'm a new creature, I'm born again, but then you can't live holy. Stop saying that you're born again. Say, look, I'm working on it. I believe in Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he saved me. I believe he died. I believe he rose again. But I have not been converted. I have not been transformed. I'm not new. I'm still the old me, and I'm still working on it. Stop faking the funk. Don't fake it till you make it. Just make it. Be real. Be true. Be humble. Be obedient. There's power in that. Well, I thank you all again for tuning into the broadcast. By the way, got to get going. The Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. Grateful for all of you who have been listening into the broadcast. Hope you'll tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. for the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast, Eastern Standard Time, right here on WEXY. I plan to try to go live as much as I can with it. And, again, thank God for you. Keep praying for Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. Join us for the revival December 6th through the 8th. That'll be taking place at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. We will have a great evangelist, none other than Dr. Christopher Young out of North Carolina, going to be bringing a dynamic and a powerful word that will help us to go into 2018 and come out of 2017, that we might be able to live a holy and acceptable life in this present world. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm Nikki V. Remember, pray. Believe, listen, obey. Trust God and leave the results to him. Thanks again for tuning in. And as Superintendent Roger Grimes always says, goodbye.
You are listening to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast and that you will continue to tune in every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida. We encourage you to visit the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember, there's power in humility and obedience.
Experience the supernatural
right here on 1520 AM WEXY,
Oakland Park, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.